Coach, can you talk a little bit about your time with Marvin Lewis when you worked together with the Baltimore Ravens, what kind of coach he is?
Yeah, Marvin and I had a great 3 years together in Baltimore, known him a long time. We were together back in 99, 2000, 2001. Won a world championship with him, so yeah, we've remained good friends and obviously both been head coaches in this league. And so he's a good friend and a really good coach. Looking forward to going against him Sunday.
When you go against a Marvin Lewis coach team, what do you get?
Marvin, he's going to build a team that's tough, fundamentally sound, plays good defense. They want to be physical, and that's what they've been able to do.
They had some beef in Jacksonville with Stroud and Henderson. Do you see a similarity between your guys now and those guys with Williams and?
I think there are similarities in terms of acquiring some big guys that can be anchor points, that can be guys that eat up blocks and make plays in there and disrupt the middle. So. Those are kind of the cornerstones of any good defense. Going to start in the trenches, and we feel like we've got a couple good ones up front.
When you kind of look at what Cincinnati does offensively, how would you characterize them? They kind of a play-action type team. How would you characterize them offensively?
A lot of power football. They'll do a bunch of different things with Hugh. I think Hugh does a nice job with the offense. They'll make you work in different packages and different personnel groupings and some of the things they do. But all in all, when you break it right down, they want to run the football and be a power offense. They do have playmakers in the passing game, and they are capable of hurting you there. But they really like to pound you if they can. And then defensively, it's a veteran unit, it's a good group. It's been a solid group since Marvin's been there.
What kind of test will those receivers be for the secondary?
Say that again.
What kind of test will those receivers be for the secondary?
Yeah, it'd be a good test. Every week there's a good test, we'll talk about, the talent on the other team every week. Everybody has talent in this league. Certainly they have talent, and we're looking forward to matching up on Sunday.
Amari does a good job of staying pretty even throughout everything. Doesn't seem to get too high. This is going to be his NFL debut. He had a nice preseason. There's a lot of expectations on him. What do you think he's going through leading into this week and leading into his NFL debut?
I think he's doing what he always does. He'll just get himself ready to play, prepare himself, and go compete and play hard. So that's all we expect of him. That's all we want him to do. And that's the way he's wired anyway.
Is there anything that you didn't get done during the preseason that concerns you going into Sunday?
Oh, as coaches, we're always concerned. We're naturally worrywarts, But listen, we've had a really good camp. We've had a productive time, productive offseason. And it's time to cut it loose and go to the next stage, and that's the regular season. And we're excited to have it be here.
Come back to Cooper. Anything about him surprise you in this process? Obviously, he's advertised, pretty polished guy, pretty low-key. Anything that's kind of caught you off guard, anything new about him that you discovered in the last 2 months, 3 months?
No. That was very Coop-like, right?
Hey, big captains. From a mental standpoint, you can climb Walton's head up.
I don't know if he's completely up to speed, but he's had a couple good days of practice, and we'll see how the week finishes.
Have you picked captains? So who are
they? Yes, we have picked captains. On offense, we have Derek Carr and Marcel Reese, and on defense, we have Justin Tuck and Charles Woodson.
With such a young secondary, how important is it to have a Charles Woodson on this team that can also be a coach on the field and help get these guys situated?
Yeah, I think we just ask each guy to do his own job. I think, having veteran leadership is certainly, a great thing to have. But ultimately, it comes down to, each man doing his job, And I think certainly, veterans, you can lean on veterans for just a little bit of the wisdom of some of the experiences they've been through in the league and how they've prepared and how they've handled it. You typically find that guys that have been in the league a long time, playing at a high level, have worked really hard at that part of the game.
Quarterback is going to be a leader on a team, whether they're a captain or not. But how important is it for Derek to embrace that leadership role and be a captain and kind of take charge of the team?
Well, I think it comes natural for him. So we're not asking anybody to be someone they're not. We want our guys to express themselves. And be who they are, and collectively, really just buy into the idea of being unselfish and and being together on the same page fighting for a common goal.
Listen to your radio show last night, Sirius. You mentioned there wasn't an opportunity to upgrade the secondary. Is that referring to the offseason or this past week?
I would say that what we have done, when you look at it, we've, you know, if you look at all the options available in our approach, in our estimation, developing our guys was the best approach. So that's all I'm saying, you know. And look, we've had a good camp with our guys, and we're prepared for the regular season and looking forward to seeing what they have for us.
I know it's just week one, but for the franchise looking to turn things around, how important is it for, you know, you guys to start off on the right foot, especially at home?
Yeah, I think it's important to win at home. You know, we've got great fans. They're going to come out in full force on Sunday. We want to put on a good show for them and make sure they're proud.